Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One is Mark and John's the other, they're just friends, they are not lovers.
It's two old queens, they're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens, it's two old queens.
Now shut up.
Thank you guys so much for coming out.
Hello, Boise.
We're so excited, Boise.
It's Boise.
With the hard S, is that correct?
Nobody cares.
Oh, coming here, everyone's like, you gotta say it right or they will kill you at Boise.
Huh. We did notice something. We went to the balcony last night. Yes. One of the two gay bars here. 50% of the gay people were
well
there.
Well done, yes.
What's with the silver cups? Everyone has silver cups, reusable silver cups.
Is that like a code thing, Boise?
Oh, no plastic.
Virtue signaling. Okay, cool. Excellent.
Well, that was our only question for you guys.
Well, how many of you guys have heard the podcast before? Don't you just randomly pop in here and just
okay.
All right, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome for those of you coming in from the rain, which it isn't doing, but sure.
Metaphorical rain.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, should we introduce our guest, John?
Let's do that, Mark.
We're going to get right to it.
Mark, I'm so excited. Please let everyone know who is joining us today.
They're the hosts of the Gayish podcast. It's Kyle Getz and Mike Johnson.
Welcome. We're all standing. It's okay. We're sitting. Okay.
That wasn't awkward. Everyone's having fun.
We made Kyle sit next to the scary one.
I'm the scary one?
Uh-huh. He takes a tone. I tell him this all the time.
I was born with a tone. That's just how I talk.
Mike, we've talked about things that you think and things that you say.
Sorry.
Do you guys watch a lot of movies together?
We usually, when we're guesting on other podcasts, that's the only reason.
I love movies so much I never watch them. I don't know. I just feel like I always have. I'm like overwhelmed by how many things I'm supposed to see, so I never do it.
You like a TikTok person?
The Kesha song, fucking love it. Number one hit.
Better than a movie.
No.
Fair enough.
You have the attention span of a goldfish, I think is what he's asking you.
Oh, that's... You're a little bit dumb is what you're saying, right?
I didn't say anything. Now, are you... So that you're not a movie... Do you care about the Oscars? Are you following this? Do we care about this?
I used to work for IMDb.com, and when I worked there, it was like beat into us with sticks that we had to care. And leaving there, I like give zero fucks, but...
Wow.
And this is Oscar week. Who here is excited for the Oscars? Nobody. Thank you.
Right,
these are my people. I don't care about the Oscars. You're amongst company. Don't you worry. John cares.
Yes, I care completely. My husband watches all of the movies, so I have to care.
You have to.
I have to. Otherwise, we'll get a divorce. Exactly. Yeah.
The power of the what?
I don't think dogs should be power bottoms. I think that's appropriation. So.
You don't think dogs should be power bottoms?
No, it's rude.
It's rude. That's true.
It's appropriative, but that's our thing.
But without a power, what would a dog fuck then?
They can be a bottom. They just can't be. They need to be a submissive bottom, is what he's saying.
I see.
Are we talking about the story about the dog that was gay, so the owners gave him up?
We're talking about the Benedict Cumberbatch, Jane Campion, critically acclaimed film Power of the Dog. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Is this the right podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Cool.
It's right there on the screen. It says the name. Someone gave up a gay dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It was in the news that there was this gay dog.
There's nothing else happening in the world. We got to talk about this gay dog.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The dog humped another dog, and the owners, they were like, it's gay, so they gave it up for adoption.
That's terrible.
Isn't that what the movie is about?
No.
That's what the sequel's going to be about. Okay. Power of the Dog 2. Okay.
Never mind.
Well, I thought I'd come up with a clever segue to the movie, but I haven't. This segue is so rough, I almost need some grease for it.
Oh,
today,
you need to lube it up.
We're talking about the movie Grease. John, what's the deal with the movie Grease?
Mark, let me tell you the deal with the movie Grease. It was directed by Randall Kleiser, written by Bronte Woodward, adapted by Alan Carr, based on the musical by Jim Jacobs and Warren Casey. And good girl Sandy Olsen and greaser Danny Zuko fall in love over the summer. But when they unexpectedly discover they're now in the same high school, will they be able to rekindle their romance? The movie stars John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John, Stockard Channing, Eve Arden, Frankie Avalon, Sid Caesar, Jeff Conaway, and Didi Khan. It was released on June 16, 1978 and went on to make $366.2 million off a budget of $6 million. Vincent Canby of the New York Times said the film was terrific fun, calling it a contemporary fantasy about 1950s teenage musical, a larger, funnier, wittier, and more imaginative than Hollywood movie with a life all its own. Gene Siskel gave the film 3 stars, calling it exciting only when John Travolta's on the screen, but recommending it to viewers, adding 4 of its musical numbers are genuine showstoppers that should bring applause. It was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song for Hopelessly Devoted for You. It was also nominated for 5 Golden Globes and won 3 People's Choice Awards.
Wow, a People's Choice Award.
They have spoken. In 1982, there was a sequel, Grease 2, that starred Maxwell Caulfield and Michelle Pfeiffer. The movie did not do well at the box office. In January 2016, Fox aired a live televised performance of the show starring Julianne Hough, Aaron Tveit, and Vanessa Hudgens, which received 10 Emmy nominations. And in 2019, we got 2 bits of Grease news. There a prequel to Grease titled Summer Lovin' is currently in development, and HBO Max announced they're creating a musical TV series based on Grease, initially titled Grease Riddle High, but it has since been renamed Grease Rise of the Pink Lady.
Excuse me.
That is the deal with Grease.
Wow. Are there people here who are Grease fans?
Yes.
All right, middling support. Okay, great. So you guys didn't get a choice. We told you.
Yeah.
You're going to watch Grease. Had you seen it before? What are your overall thoughts on
Grease? I want to know, if you call a period piece contemporary fun, is that a dig?
It sounds like it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Shady.
They didn't nail the time.
I had seen it before in high school. It'd been 25 years since I've seen this movie. I was glad to see it again.
Okay.
I also saw it in high school, and it had been 10 years for me.
Okay. Okay. All righty.
That's factually inaccurate, but
you were held back for 8 years, though, right?
Yeah.
So are you guys fans of Grease overall? Do you sing the songs at karaoke?
Don't end the podcast right now, Kyle.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. Watching it again is this is better and worse than I remember. It's so conflicting. I don't know.
We're gonna unpack these things for you. Don't you worry.
I just don't know how much to. I don't know is my final answer. You answer.
You don't even know what you don't know.
Yeah.
What about you, John? Have you seen Grease before?
I have seen Grease. I couldn't tell you hundreds of times. I was in it in high school. I'm such a fan of the movie. A friend of mine gave me the Grease DVD, which comes.
He's holding
with
it up
its
to the crowd.
So
everyone's loving it. Everyone's loving your DVD case.
Going crazy.
People love it. Oh my God! Stand back! Oh my God. Back, everyone! Get back!
Yeah, you can all hold it later. Don't you worry.
He's talking about the DVD.
Oh, the DVD. It's got so many extras, guys. It's got a sing-along. If you want to do karaoke later with Grease, we can do that.
We don't.
It's got, what else? Deleted scenes, memories from John and Olivia, the moves behind the music. There's a whole segment about people who love cars talking about Grease, which is like, that's the dumbest thing to take away from the movie Grease. Although I love Grease Lightning, both the song and the vehicle. And there's much, much more, as it says. So there's a lot of great...
Well, we've reached this stage of you reading off bonus features of a DVD.
Welcome to our live show,
either a high or a low point. But John, so you like Grease?
I think Grease is amazing. I think Grease is the word. It is such a... It's such
a word.
Classic movie musical. It's like the perfect High School Musical where it's like there's like kids are rebelling, not against anything really in particular. The chemistry of like yes, they're all in their 30s pretending to be high school students, but who cares? They're all amazing and like so charismatic and fun and charming to watch. The songs are great. It's timeless. I love it. I think it's amazing. But how about you, Mark? You have never seen Grease
I had
before.
Never seen
you
Grease
were a Grease
before.
Virgin before
I had
this.
Seen it in montages
sure.
of other things when they're like uh-huh. remember when people danced in movies like and they show a scene in that Shake Shack thing. It's not the Shake Shack. Is
no,
it
no.
the Shake Shack?
It is not the Shake Shack. No.
Timber Shack. I had seen Grease 2.
Yes.
Which I thought was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Grease 2 is a lot. And I had seen a production of Grease in the West End. That's British Broadway.
That was Laurence Olivier and Judi Dench.
They were
Grease.
Terrific.
Yes. They found so much subtext.
And even then I thought that like, this is fine, but why is any of this happening? So watching Grease, I was like, this isn't as fun as Grease 2.
Disagree.
That's fine. I expected that. But I thank you. Thank you. Roaring applause from the crowd as they all agree with me. It's like I like when they're singing and dancing, but everything else, like I don't care about the T-Birds. I think they're all obnoxious assholes.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to hear a lick of word. And Olivia Newton-John is no Michelle Pfeiffer. Like, I almost feel like Grease 2 is... I recognize Grease 2...
Yeah, but Adrian Zemed is no John Travolta.
This is true. I almost think a perfect would have been better if, like, John Travolta and Michelle Pfeiffer were together.
That would say they did in Hairspray, the movie.
And nobody... I guess that didn't work then, though, right?
It did not.
So I wasn't... I didn't come away, like, a huge fan of Grease. I probably won't ever rewatch it, but I would rewatch Grease 2.
The music is so much better in Grease than Grease 2.
Exactly. But what I like about Grease is when it's stupid, and Grease 2 is even dumber. Like, there's a song about bowling.
Yes.
So, yes, if you're going to be Grease, I want to see, this is like the third season of Grease. When they're getting, you know, like Riverdale has like superpowers now. That's what Grease 2 is to Grease. Like,
we need to heighten it. We need to go crazy.
So I like that they double down on the stupidity of Grease and Grease 2.
So what do you think would happen in Grease 3?
They bend time and space and, you know, they're going to their
the Grease Lightning goes through a black hole.
Yeah, well, that's how the first one ends. Like, who knows where they're going? Mm-hmm. They're flying a car in space.
Yep. I think Grease is a prequel to Fast and the Furious.
That makes sense.
I think we already know what happens next.
They went to space. And F9, they go to space. That's
didn't know anyone
nine.
Would be up on the F&F floor. That's cool.
I love things that are fast, and I love things that are furious. So that's the perfect franchise for me. But guys, as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movies ever. So we have a complex and Byzantine scoring system with which to judge them. So we're going to go through a ton of categories, and at one point, you are going to add a category, and it will be added to the wheel. What does that mean? Don't worry about it. We'll cover it when we get to it. Stop yelling at me what the wheel means. God, everyone. What a hostile crowd. Jesus. So this is our current top five gayest movies ever. So give a shout out if you've seen any of these movies. Fifth place with an 89.70% is The Apple.
Oh, you guys have to watch The Apple.
The Boise film education is so shocking to me. All right, you'll know that in fourth place with an 89.81%, The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yay!
Okay, we got it, okay. Third place with a 90.37%, Madonna, Truth or Dare. Ouch, devastating for Madge. She's devastated. She would cry if her face could move. I'm not shaming. She looks great. In second place with a 92.99%, The Bride of Frankenstein.
Yay.
Surprising. Yeah. Okay, more Frankenstein fans than Madonna fans. That makes sense. And in first place, the gayest movie ever with a 94.83% is indeed John Waters' Female Trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, a little more muted. I think you got something to watch this weekend.
All right. So if you guys had to guess right now, how well do you think Grease is going to do?
I mean, it's the gayest movie I've seen in a long
ever?
Time. So
you got to watch this movie about the gay dog.
And I have a Sean Cody subscription.
It's hard for a movie that's not gay to be so gay. Like, sure. It's
that's right. the '70s for you. Yeah.
So I think it's gonna hit like right in the middle.
I'll say this though: Grease 2 got a 79.51%. Do you think this is gayer than Grease 2? Well, if you guys probably haven't.
Wait, you did Grease 2 before Grease 1?
Correct. Did. Yes.
Okay. Great. Sure, that's a choice.
Podcast: the future of listening. Yeah. I don't.
Well, let's get into it. The first group of categories are the canon categories. So for these, we're each going to give the score between 0 and 100. Then we'll take the average of all three of our scores. So, and you guys have to agree on a score because I can't figure out how to do another column in the spreadsheet.
Sure.
We're all going to roll with it. You guys will have to agree. All right, so the first group of categories, how would you rate Grease on a scale of 0 to 100 in actual gay characters? Is there anyone who's actually gay in Grease?
Frenchie's a full-on lesbian. I will die on this hill.
Full-on?
Okay. Yes.
What are you basing that on?
The fact that she doesn't seem to show any physical romantic interest in a dude in the movie at all whatsoever and actively tells Sandy that men are pigs and they suck and don't be with them.
That's a good
point. That's true. I mean, but also who couldn't relate? How many straight women have said that, though?
I mean, because men are pigs and they're awful and nobody should be with them.
There was also, I thought maybe Miss. Well, they. Her, unfortunately, the shop teacher, Mrs. Murdoch.
Oh, Murdoch. I love her.
I love. She's a lot of fun.
But we never see Mr. Murdoch.
We never see. Maybe he was buried in the backyard for 20 years. We don't know about him.
She was the only one I was going to bring up in this conversation. I don't know how Frenchie became the person. Like Miss Murdoch. She's. I mean.
She's a female shop teacher.
I mean, right. But like
that's the stereotype.
That's a very compelling argument.
It's a compelling argument. The argument seems to be stereotype.
It's one of those things like you don't want to be like she's sure. a short-haired lady that works on cars in the 50s, but at some
but
point you're like
facts.
She's a
those are facts.
That's, it's I mean, yeah. Yeah. She's a lesbian and I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's great. You shouldn't be ashamed about that.
I just think straight women should feel empowered to be short-haired ladies that work in car shops, and I just don't think that's Miss
If
Murdoch.
Only Audrey Hepburn were still alive.
Yeah.
Working on a Volvo.
I'm going to go I'm going to say 5 points
out of 100.
5 out of 100. There's also, I thought maybe.
Who else are.
I thought maybe.
The Principal.
Principal McGee and Bernice.
You mean Blanche.
My notes said Bernice, but it's probably Blanche. I'll trust. I'll defer to you. No, yes. Okay. She's Bernice. Here, Mrs. Murdoch was played by Alice Ghostly, yeah. who plays Bernice on Designing Women. Remember
there
Designing Women, anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Nobody. Just, I'm old. All right. I thought the principal and like her assistant kind of
they had
an interesting
going on, a dynamic that was
an interesting dynamic
more than just professional.
Yeah.
Personal.
I love that.
It's great, isn't
it's
it?
It's so nice.
It might be the best relationship in this whole movie. Now that I think
it's the healthiest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you guys I think that's about like the only one like maybe Rizzo cuz she seems so like fuck the world. I thought maybe she could be, you know, there's a queer energy to her maybe, but
sure.
not really.
Fuck the world.
Fuck the world. I want to get off. That's not a come on. So what do you guys think for actual gay characters?
I was trying to talk it up from zero because there are no out gay characters. Like
correct.
Actual, the word
sure,
actual,
sure.
like there are no actual gay characters.
Correct.
But Miss Murdoch, so like 5 is where I'm at.
Okay, great.
What do you
5?
Look, it's going to be a very long show if we don't just agree to like take the average.
There's no show after us, so we can be here for 3 hours if we
we're
need
here till 2 a.m. talking about Grease.
I'm going to say 25, which makes it 30, so 15 apiece. Marcus for 15.
15? Where's the 25? Where's the other?
Oh, there's 20? Kids in school. Some of those dancers, you know.
Oh,
there are
extra,
definitely some people.
Yeah. There's John Travolta's hips. Like, there's
There were moments of when Danny's like singing those like falsettos, and it's like nobody was questioning this at the time. Like everybody must have known, right?
Sure.
Anyway, John, what are you going to give it for actual gay characters?
I will say 23.
23, being generous and based on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
There you go.
I'll give it a 9. given an average of 15.67, which is 11 points higher than Network. Remember okay. Network?
Yeah.
Mad as hell, not going to take it anymore? Well, you're going to take it for another 30 years. All right, our next category, gay icons. Are there any gay icons in Greece?
There's a ton of them.
Name one.
We've got Olivia Newton-John. We've got Stockard Channing. We have a brief appearance by Fanny Flagg, who wrote Fried Green Tomatoes.
Thank you.
We've got Eve Arden, our Miss Brooks. There's a ton of gay icons in this movie.
What? You're leaving off Dinah Madoff from Empty Nest?
I was waiting for you to bring her up. And also from the Chucky series.
That's true. But I mostly know her from Empty Nest, the Golden Girls spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Personally. Also, John Travolta.
His out-of-court settlements with his masseurs.
Mm-hmm. His masseurs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Alan Carr was like the writer of it. He's a bit of a gay icon. He's like
the producer.
And I would say Alice Ghostly, who was Bernice on Designing Women. And I'll say this, also Joan Blondell, who played Viv the Waitress,
yep.
She was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for her performance in the movie The Blue Veil. Anybody seen The Blue Veil from 1951? I haven't. Good. Don't watch it. I don't know. Any
but
other
we
gay?
Stand Joan Blondell all the
we
same.
Love Joan Blondell. She's not here, thank God. Yeah, gay icons. What do you guys think? Is the movie itself a gay icon? I say no.
Sid Caesar is kind there. Of like...
A gay icon?
A little gay bit. Icon yeah. Sid
what's
Caesar?
Gay about Sid Caesar?
He's just funny. Like, gays love funny
just
people.
Funny?
Yeah.
Just funny? Is Dane Cook?
he's yeah, there you go.
Just well, funny.
Okay, no, that's a good point. Dane Cook does talk about his dick a lot, though.
Thank God. So,
something we can relate to.
Yeah, what do you think for gay icons? Olivia Newton-John, her husband fell off a boat.
That was the... you know the gay stereotype that all lesbians'
Natalie
husbands
Wood,
fall off
right.
boats.
Tragedy. Yeah. She's got a tragedy. But then wasn't he found... No. Anybody know if Olivia Newton... Did we ever find Olivia Newton-John's husband? Nobody knows. Okay. Is he here? Okay. Wouldn't that be fun? Oh ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Newton-John.
Mr. Newton-John.
Covered in seaweed.
Covered in seaweed. Yeah, what do you guys think for gay icons?
I had Olivia Newton-John and nothing, and I think I stand by that in spite of...
Stockard Channing?
That's... Yeah, okay.
Wow.
I don't know. You can do this one, Mike.
70.
70!
I'm going to 83.
83! Great. It's hard to type with one hand. That sounds gross. I'll give it a 77. Sure, why not? Give it an average of 76.67, which is 3.67 points higher than Brokeback Mountain.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
I changed my answer.
Nobody sings in Brokeback Mountain.
They squirm, no scream. All right, our next category, the male gaze. And by this we mean how horny is the camera for the male form?
This camera's pretty horny for John Travolta.
Yes.
That's true. He looks great. And has he ever looked better in a movie? Probably not, right?
Saturday Night Fever, maybe?
I've never seen it.
What?
I'm not a huge Travolta. I didn't get into Travolta till Look Who's Talking.
Well... Then you got off the wrong ramp.
I know, right? That's all I knew.
There was an ad that played when they were all at like makeout point or whatever that was like, if you need this cream and it'll take your face off.
Face
and
off.
It was like face off. They knew
a reverse Easter egg.
Yeah,
an eerily
seed
prophetic
was planted
Easter egg.
In Greece.
Yeah,
Face Off is a sequel. That's Grease 3.
Grease 3.
We had it all along and never knew it. There's butts. There's some.
Do we see bare butts? I guess you see the mooners.
The mooners,
right?
Yeah.
But it's played for laughs.
It's still butts.
It wasn't butts. Sensual.
So are gays.
You don't know. You don't know how other people are interpreting those butts.
Well, I didn't interpret it as like, they're playing, isn't a man's butt so funny?
During Blue Moon? I mean, yeah, it's on the nose in a way that works.
That's true.
Sandy's shirtless jock boyfriend.
Tom.
Yes.
Played by Lorenzo Lamas.
Thank you.
Remember TV's Renegade?
Nobody? Falcon Crest?
Okay. I'm the only one who knows 90s syndicated television.
There's so much like already in all these categories that I'm like, I give it 100, but it's also a 0. Like,
right.
They're just so like, nothing about this is super horny. Like,
right.
But like
but
all
it's
of it.
Completely
but,
horny.
Yeah. But John Travolta takes off his jacket before he starts singing and you're like, why did you need to do that?
Rubs his like crotch over saran wrap.
Yeah.
Because that's what they did in the 50s.
You had to. Right. Better than aluminum foil.
You know?
I know. Trust me.
I don't... 70? What's...
70.
Yeah, 70.
Oh. Agree.
Agreement has been reached. 70.
Yeah, I mean, I think John Travolta does not look, has never looked more adorable than this movie. Like that first, when we first really, not the first thing on the beach, but like at school, when he like turns around and like looks at the camera and it's like, oh, John.
Ain't I a stinker?
Oh, you. I'll go, the dancers are really good. I'll give it 81.
81. I'll give it a 50.
What?
Okay. I don't think it's fine. It's just like there's not a lot of like shirtless dudes or anything. I thought they could have gone further. 50 is pretty good though. Give it an average of 67, which is, okay, 14 points higher than Tremors.
All right.
All right. And then I have Fred Ward.
Yeah.
Remo Williams. All right, the next category. Speaking of, entrances with pizzazz. How pizzazzy are these entrances? Well, you have the aforementioned Travolta zoom in.
You have the pink ladies when they first show up, and they're like, this year we're going to rule the school. The fucking badasses.
Why are they going to school? Was my question. Like, why are the pink ladies and T-Birds going to school at all?
I know
all?
They look like they're in their 30s, but they are seniors in high school.
But also, like, you're not participating in the classroom discussions. You're just being like, asshole. You clearly don't want to be there. So why are you there?
Have you been to high school? Do you know what high school seniors are like?
Yeah, but we
didn't
have people who were just constantly like going, bah, bah, like knocking things over. We'd be like,
so you think there
should have
been like a 40-minute chemistry class scene in chemistry class?
I would love that, actually.
Yes.
That would be refreshing cinema.
The teen...
Teen Angel?
The teen angel, like, that,
was
that
a good
entrance
one.
Is
very
like...
good.
This is the entrance yes. in mm-hmm. movie. Like, we found it. This is...
It's happening?
Yeah.
He's like, on top of a staircase that goes to nowhere and comes from nowhere. That's an entrance.
It's like a dreamscape we're in.
A dreamscape. Yes,
Heaven,
exactly.
Almost. They yes. did mention, I did think, I was going to bring... But, like, is Teen Angel dead? Like, was he like a teen idol who had died? And
or
now
did
he's
he ever
in
live?
Did
he's,
he ever
he's
live?
He's meant to be someone. He's not meant to be a specific person. He's just like the, like that character.
Like every, he's a, the mythic every yeah, yeah, yeah. every idol.
The tiger, the teen beat, tiger beat, or whatever it's called, that person.
Sure.
She was like, I wish I had a fairy godmother like Debbie Reynolds or something. And mm-hmm. so he's like her fairy godmother.
But if Frenchie was a lesbian, would that be her... Angel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Frankie Avalon? Lesbians yeah. love Frankie Avalon.
right after
golfing
they kill their husbands.
Every year they go to? Yeah.
Is there something we need to ask Annette? Entrances with Rizzo had that shitty car you mentioned. Also, Leather Sandy. When we finally see Leather
yes,
Sandy.
Come on. That is pizzazz.
That's a fun entrance.
When you sent us the list, I thought it was entrances with pizzas. It's pizzazz.
How many people come in with pizzas?
Yeah, pizzazz.
Entrances with pizzas.
There's no entrance. Were there entrances with pizza?
Zero. There were zero. No. So
fair enough. Yeah. That's on me.
There were exits for pizzas. He yes, kicked them out.
There's a lot of people pizza. Leaving. Yeah. I'm taking my pizza and I'm leaving this party.
Yeah. Yep.
So what do you want to give it for entrances with pizzazz?
For Frankie Avalon alone, I think like a 60.
Oh, I was going 85.
Okay, well then, so 72, whatever.
72, Mike, very diplomatic. Just
I was
do the average.
85. I'm going 85.
85. I'll
thank
go.
You, thank you.
There's
we
like
switch these chairs. Yeah. I feel
it's no Mars Attacks, so I'll give it a 70. Giving an average of 75.67, which is 5 points higher than Brokeback Mountain. I don't know why I keep calling on Brokeback Mountain, but it's right there.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Here's one. I think this will be interesting. Here we go. On a scale of 0 to 100, how much anxiety would this movie give Mike Pence?
Oh, fuck.
I think he doesn't like this youthful exuberance of this movie. Like, these are all kids who are just, like, horny and, like, trying to just figure out life, and I don't think he likes that.
You think he'd like be like clutching his pearls?
I don't think he wants the kids watching Grease.
Well, I did look up Christian Spotlight on the movies. That's my gateway into the mind of the evangelical. They said the film aimed at teenagers glorifies premarital sex, underage drinking, and smoking. For the Christian generation, Grease may not be the word because its values are in direct contrast to the word.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty clever for a hateful Christian. but yeah, it is like they're just like horny and drinking all the time.
Sure.
Yeah. So I don't think like he'd love, but also I think it's not like. The movie 13, or you know, it's not like harrowing or anything,
right?
Which he would actually probably like 13 more than Grease because it shows like, see, he isn't acting out bad.
I also think it's like one of those classics that if you asked someone, they'd just be like, yeah, sure, it's fine. And then you're like, oh no, it's about horny teens.
Oh, wait,
like,
yeah.
I think
right.
you kind of forget.
There's a miscarriage, right?
But don't they show it on like Freeform? They probably show it on like ABC Family, which is now Freeform, to all my network fans out there.
I'm sure there's an edit of it that happens because I think they've like edited out the smoking in some cases.
Sure.
Oh. You know how like in Showgirls they put like those weird bras on them?
No. You mean bras?
If you yes.
CGI bras?
Weird, they're bras. That's what they're called. Those weird things. Yeah, they've CGI bras on Showgirls so they could show it on VH1.
What? What's
and the bras point? Don't always move as fast as the breasts.
Oh,
so
no.
It's really fun to catch sometimes.
Girls don't ever move faster than your bra. That's my advice. Yeah, so what do you think, Mike Pence anxiety scale?
There's a lot of dancing between different gendered people.
Suggestive,
even. Without permission from mother. So I'm like 95.
Damn. I'm going to preemptively average it and take it to like 85.
Okay, fine.
85, preemptive average.
I'm going to say 90 because I think he doesn't want the kids watching this movie.
There are some lines when you like listen to it, like you're talking about ladies creaming. Like there are some lines in there that's like, oh, if you actually heard like.
But does Mike Pence know what that means?
That he would have to understand this.
In the stage version of Grease, the song Grease Lightning, instead of, in the movie they say it's a real dragon wagon, they say it's a real pussy wagon.
That's awful.
We said in my high school. It was
scandalous. Wow. You guys were bad.
We were the T-Birds.
We're the T-Birds. We're going to put on a show and not care. I think that, but it's not, this is no like Boogie Nights or anything.
Sure.
So I'll give it a 70. Given an 81.67, which is 50 points higher than Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
That's got nuns.
That's got nuns singing. All right, you'll probably make up some points here. Hell on Heels, and by this we mean feisty women. How would you rate the feisty ladies of Greece?
The
pink ladies. It's really only Rizzo's doing all the heavy lifting in the
She's
pink ladies.
She's doing
though.
A lot of it, but they're all kind of feisty.
Yeah.
Patty Simcox, I thought was fun.
Patty Simcox. When I saw it on Broadway, it was running for a while, and Dominique Dawes played Patty Simcox one of the time I saw
Who's
it.
Who's Dominique Dawes?
She's the Olympic, she does...
twirling. Finger dancing.
No, she does splits. Gymnastics.
That's splits. She just comes up and does the splits.
So, yeah.
We love her.
We love for her scene, for like her entrance where she sort of flirts with Danny, and then like Sandy comes in. There was like a thing of, what are they called, risers or bleachers?
You're the theater person.
She literally did like a cartwheel, jumped up on top of the bleachers in a split, and just did the whole scene in a split, slowly going down bleacher to bleacher.
Wow.
Full split. And I was like, I mean, I guess if that's your special skills, put them in the Broadway
show. I hear
show.
She's incredible in Children of a Lesser God. So many splits.
We have Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha G. Gregorio.
We love Cha-Cha.
She, best dancer at St. Bernadette with the worst reputation.
Uh-huh. She like was the epitome of this.
There was also that girl, this might have been Cha-Cha in Scorpion, in the Scorpion's car, who just like glares at Sandy.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing here?
Yeah. All right, so what do we think for Hell on Heels?
50.
Wow. 50. It's Stockard Channing is Rizzo. This is
I
like
was
her most
okay, I was going to say 90, so whatever the average of those two numbers is our final number.
90.
Not what? You're going up?
These guys are really good at math.
I mean, but would you really be scared of like if you met Rizzo in a dark alley? What's she going to tell me about?
Yes.
Dark alley. She's going to tell me about
100%.
She tell me about retirement
where, like,
benefits.
A horde of teenagers just shows up. You are terrified. There's nothing more terrifying.
There are no teenagers in Greece.
Right. But the idea of them.
Have you seen have you seen her face lately?
Okay.
She looks like she does now in the animated opening of Grease, where she
a 20? I don't know what should I say.
You already said 90.
I know,
90.
But then you got mad.
I mean, that's what I do.
Oh, I'm also saying 90 because
okay,
I think all
90,
the women are
the most
like,
terrifying women ever put to film.
Yes, exactly.
Or the pink ladies. Oh, I just saw a pink lady. Get
We're
the kids
getting
inside.
A whole TV series about them coming up.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be terrible. They'll be just like Yellow Jackets, I'm sure.
Yep.
Like Chloe Sauvigny, like when she has like two limbs, like walking, and they'll be like all ladies dancing and just one like
in that pink jacket.
You're the one that I want. I'll give it a 60. Give it an average of 80, which is 2 points higher than Boogie Nights. And that had Amber Waves. All right, our next category, Chosen Family. How are we doing for Chosen Families in Greece?
We're doing great. The T-Birds, the Pink Ladies.
Absolutely, I agree.
It's what it's all about.
But isn't all like, I have a hard time telling like a group of all straight people that they're a found family. It's like kind of like, it feels like appropriation a bit.
I don't know.
Like what have you found yourself in a space where you're always at and you always feel comfortable. Congratulations.
But they're all wearing the same jackets.
You're real heroes.
They're wearing, but they've coordinated their clothing.
So do people at Hot Dog on a Stick. We don't call them. Well, they are a Chosen Family.
What are you talking about? That is a Chosen Family.
I think they're more of a friend group. I wouldn't call them a chosen family.
What would they need to do to not be, to go from
not all be straight is pretty much it. I'm not saying it's zero, but they aren't like, oh my God, if you want to see examples of a chosen family, you got to watch the T-Birds. They're like assholes that mean to people. So what do we think for chosen families?
The problem is that they're all straight. You're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
This is no Pose. We're a long way from Pose.
Well, Grease had to happen so Pose could happen.
Sure. What do you guys think for chosen family?
I mean, clearly you're anti, but I think gangs as chosen family like makes a lot of sense. Okay. Both on the T-Birds and the Pink Ladies side, I think this is high in chosen family. I give them a pass for being straight.
All right.
How so rarely do you, what's that?
Yeah.
What, in what number? Yeah.
75.
Okay. I was going to say 80. Great. So we can do 70.
80. 80's fine.
80 would be the average. 80?
I'll say 85.
85. I'll give it 69. Don't be gross. Give it an average of 78, which is 5 points higher than Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Okay.
And the year it came out.
1916-078. Yeah. Got it. All right. Our next category, macabre. How macabre is Grease?
Okay. Have you guys heard of the fan theory that the whole thing of Grease is just a flashback of Sandy's dying?
How is she dying? What is she dying?
So she was actually...
Was she murdered by Danny?
Nights. No, she drowns. You know in the song Summer Nights where they sing about their meet cute?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That song Summer Nights, so the most famous thing from Grease.
That she actually drowned and all of Grease is just her, like, what she's seen flash before her eyes before she dies. And that's why in the car at the end, they're flying up to heaven. So that explains the car. So I think this is the darkest movie.
The darkest thing you've ever seen. Sorry, Lars von Trier's Antichrist. You got out-greased. Mm-hmm. There is, in the animated opening credits, there's a swastika.
Is it? What?
They show, like, when they're, like, showing these anime, like, flat, there's, like, a bully.
Right.
There's a red swastika.
Yeah.
I rewound it. I was like, did I just see a swastika in Grease? There's a swastika in Grease.
Yes.
Tweet it. I also think it's pretty gross when they ask, like, did the girl put up a fight?
Oh.
What is your dating history? That's disgusting.
I mean, Rizzo's baby is not dark. We don't know.
That's pretty dark.
Like,
she might have just missed her period.
Well, but she also might not.
She might be going through menopause.
I don't trust that bitch to say anything.
The only, like, tangible, real thing in the movie. I also read a lot of fan theories that are very macabre, but non-consensual ear piercing to me was the only like actual thing in the movie that was
metal
like,
as fuck.
Because they didn't do anything to that pier. They didn't
ice it or they ice it in the bath, right?
No, they ran water under it because it was bleeding. But they didn't like sterilize it. That's it. The first time I got my ear pierced in high school, a guy sterilized it in a candle, so it was safe.
Yeah. Yep. That's how they do it at Spencer's, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I went to the dumpster behind Spencer's.
At the football rally, they burn the rival player in effigy. I thought that's pretty,
it's
like,
pretty
you
dark.
Know, macabre.
It's
dark.
True.
Yeah.
Boy, we were really reaching for macabre reference.
I love to reach. I thought Vince Vontaine was disgusting.
Oh, yeah, he tried.
Hitting
tried
on teenage girls.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a grown man hitting on in television?
It's crazy.
But, and then because of equality, there was one of the female teachers who was like hitting on, like pulling the tie of, I think, Tom. I think the
boy friend.
So like, go women. Like, you can molest children too.
Yeah,
like,
it was very positive.
We've done it.
Very free for all the 50s.
I think Gloria, I was going to say Swanson. What's her face? Steinem. Whatever. Gloria. Kanicki pulling up women's skirts like against their will.
Oh, right.
It was awful. Yeah. What a pig. Mm-hmm. And then Danny forces himself on Sandy at the drive-in. And never apologizes for the rest of the movie.
He sings
a song about, but I love you. That's not enough. You gotta apologize, you asshole. Danny sucks. I think he's a piece of shit.
He's a bad person. You have to be a teacher. You have to be.
I'd love to be a teacher in Grease. All these kids need to stop singing and dancing and do your homework. So how macabre? What do you want to give Grease for macabre?
20.
10.
15.
The math is going quicker.
I'll go 25.
25. I mean, all the like the sexual politics of it are pretty fucked up in today's viewing.
Yeah.
So I'll give it 30. But you don't come away from Grease going like, ooh, that was heavy.
Guys, I need to take a walk right now.
Yeah. I just need a minute. Hey, got a 23.33, which is 1 point higher than the Princess Switch. Speaking of Vanessa Hudgens.
There you go.
Full circle.
I can't stop thinking about, did Vanessa Hudgens get an Emmy? You said she was in a thing that had 10 Emmy nominations.
She might have.
Emmy nominated
she
Vanessa
played
Hudgens?
Rizzo, and also, this to go to Macabre, the day they did it, her father died that morning, but she said, I'm doing the show.
What a performer.
That is a Rizzo through and through. And she should have gotten an Emmy. I don't think she did.
Well, I think a Rizzo just wouldn't show up to the show at all and like be off drinking
somewhere.
No, if a
Rizzo's doing it, she's doing it.
Mm-hmm. I just need to know if... Okay, that's fine.
We can look it up.
I don't need to know that right now, but I need to know it right now. Okay.
What we do need to know is the score you guys are going to give Grease for dramatic lighting. You know, there's the drive-in I thought had some fun stuff.
The drive-in? There's a moment when they go in right before a beauty school dropout where Joan Blondell, who we stan, is like, she's like breaking down the malt shop that they're all in, which first of all, they're like, it's closing. And within like 90 seconds, everyone's out of there.
That's what teenagers do. They follow the rules. What I told you, I will do it right now.
And if you watch, as she's turning out the lights, she like uses her elbow to turn on a light switch. She is a full foot away from that light switch and it still works. She just like puts her like
the power of cinema.
And they're like, yeah, that's fine.
Close
we
enough,
don't have time
babe.
For a second take. Keep it going. We all
I was nominated.
The
for
afternoon.
The blue veil. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
fine.
Keep it going,
Joan.
It's running out.
I thought Sunset Beach in the opening
was
very
sweet.
Nice. Very sweet.
Love is a splendor thing.
We love a splendor thing. But other than that, it's pretty like
it's
brightly
pretty,
lit.
Like, brightly lit, yeah.
What about the Grease lightning the car like dream
yes.
sequence? There was some
The like, dream ballet within Grease lightning the song?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't count it, but you can do whatever you want.
We're kind of just getting into like movies are lit by lighting. Like there's not like there's
no,
nothing
there's not like that. Like the key light on Sandy's eyes, or like, but there's that little bit like when we go into Vince Fontaine where the light's doing that weird funny thing on Didi Khan, Frenchie. So there's moments of it, but
and
it's
the
drive-in. Like,
I think is the other like he's dancing
right.
in the smoke with the light.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So what do you want to give it for dramatic lighting?
35.
I was going to say 30. Thank God. We can go 35.
35.
I will give it a 65.
60. Bias coming into play.
65.
65. 65. It's there. It's noted. It's fine. I'll give it a 48. Giving it an average of 49.33, which is 11 points higher than A League of Their Own.
Okay.
Oh. Another summer movie.
That's true.
There's some good
Grease isn't summer, but it feels like summer.
It ends, it begins at the end of summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's everything but summer, really.
But summer?
Yeah.
I've heard of Hot Girl Summer, but summer? Make it happen, Boise.
2022.
Summer 22.
Please.
Boise butts. All right. All right, guys. The last of the canon's categories. On a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend Grease to a gay person? You meet a gay person, they say, I've never seen Grease. And you're like, excuse me? It's called KY. I'm just kidding. That's being gross. I'm being crass.
I mean, I think 100, because if I had to go through it, so do you.
You didn't like it.
No.
You did. And it didn't sound like, Kyle, you didn't care for it much either.
I didn't say that. I said I don't know.
You know how you love something and you're like, I'm not sure if I love that.
I think I like it.
It's fine.
It's also like, again, it not at all gay. I have no reason to tell gays to watch it other than,
right.
but it's so gay. I don't know.
There's a gay energy.
There's an Alan
There's
Carr.
Big gay
all.
Energy.
Yeah. And big gay energy, but nothing you could really point a finger at.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah. We're not
moves.
To camp yet, but like, that's what this
yes.
That's where it gets all of its points. So I think like maybe leaning towards recommending, which is not.
So if you had to do that in a number,
if I had to numerically quantify the level to which
yes.
I would say that, God,
like what's 100 must see gay movie?
Like if
do
someone
you think?
Gay
like a Paris
like,
is Burning
Wizard of
or
Oz,
something,
you're going to be like, what are we doing?
The Birdcage.
Have you seen my OnlyFans?
You gotta see
you
Kyle's
gotta see
OnlyFans.
Entrances left and right.
Okay. People are coming with pizzas. People are leaving with pizzas.
Yeah. you love Grease, you're going to love Kyle's OnlyFans.
60.
60.
I don't know.
60 and 100, so that would be 80, but yeah. not to put numbers in your mouth.
Oh, you really are, you
I think 100? Every gay person needs to see this movie.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, 80.
80.
Wow.
I'm giving it 100. It's fucking Grease. Like, what is wrong with you people? I don't understand this. Like, I guess it's okay. It's good. And actually rewatching it, I was like, oh, it's smarter than you think it is.
Do you like the scenes when they're not singing and dancing?
A lot of them, yes.
A lot of them. Not all of them. Okay, there's some room. You're cracking the facade.
You really put me in my place, Mark.
I was bored so whenever they weren't singing and dancing. I couldn't care less about any of these characters, truly.
Okay.
And I like
think
Grease
that you
too.
Went into it not wanting to like it.
That's not true.
I think that's 100% true.
I go into everything with an open mind and
you
open heart.
You said before you watched the movie that you thought Grease 2 was better than Grease.
And I was right.
Because you wanted to be right.
Sometimes I want to be right and sometimes I am right. Yeah. I've been wrong before. It doesn't happen much, but it does happen. But yeah, I would recommend Grease 2 over Grease.
Well, without Grease, there is no Grease 2.
But you can watch Grease 2 and not be lost.
Absolutely.
Or
you'd be as lost as anyone else is.
I watched Grease 2 without having seen Grease, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend Grease 2 more than Grease. But I guess if you really love singing and dancing, well, sure, I'll give it a 70. Give it an average of 83.33, tying it with Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. Okay. Both equally gay essential. Both have about the same amount of gay people.
That's true.
And a similar schism of like the original or the sequel, which is better, which is gayer.
True.
Similar fan arguments.
I've never heard someone passionately defend Grease 2. This is new for me, but I don't know if that...
There's a song about bowling. What more do you want in a movie? All right, now it is time. We are into the wheel categories. Let's hear it for wheels.
The wheels. Remember this?
Remember wheels?
So what we have, the wheel, is these are all previous categories past guests have brought in. We put them on this wheel, which is an app on my phone, which I can show you all now. This is the first
time. Everyone's loving it.
Someone's ever going to be able to spin this in person. So you're going to spin it once. Just means you're going to tap it. It's an app. Whatever category randomly pops on, that's how we will judge the movie. Then I will come up with the category from the wheel that we use to judge the movie. Then Mark will do that. And finally, you two will come up with the category, which we will add to the wheel to judge this movie and potentially all future movies.
Great.
Is that exciting? Does one of you want to touch the
It looks
the
just
wheel?
Like Grindr.
It does. Okay.
It's going. It's spinning. What is going to happen?
It's going to happen. Arbitrary musical numbers. Yes.
That was the working title of this movie.
Where does this one come from? This comes from...
It's a Risa one.
Yeah.
Who do we blame for this?
Who do we blame for this?
This comes from Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain. Another classic movie musical.
Arbitrary musical. It is a musical, so you have to have musical numbers.
You have to have musical numbers.
Sure.
I would say, but like,
that
what,
is the thing about musicals.
Turns out.
Otherwise, people are furious. But I'm trying to think which, like, what's the most arbitrary of the musical numbers? Beauty School Dropout, you could cut, definitely.
You could cut that. You could cut... all the boring ones.
Which are, let's get more specific.
I didn't care for the Sandra Dee one.
What? That is iconic. That's the
it's
best.
It's like a minute and 50 minutes. It's like
a
Guided
perfect.
By Voices song.
You love
song.
Things that are like under 90 seconds.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, it's just getting the rhythm. And also I thought, she's not Sandra Dee. Like, the song should be about, like, gee, I'm Australian. Like, making fun of her, that's like, like, she doesn't
Sandy's
come off as Sandra
like
Dee. She comes off as a weird foreigner.
Well, yeah. Well, initially, it
so
was
so why
just
are they making fun of
Sandra
her like an American icon and not like, gee, I'm a weird Aussie. That's what the song should have been.
If she had been the stage production, she's not Australian.
Well, she wasn't.
But you need that song for the reprise when Sandy has that moment where she decides she's going to be her true self.
True. True that.
I thought that Born to Hand Jive song went on a while. So much hand jiving. Is that a thing? I had to look up what hand jiving. Like, I thought, did Grease invent hand jiving? It didn't.
No, it's not their
it's
time
from
warp.
Crowded places where people had no room to dance, so they just used their hands.
I love a good
See?
Hand jive. I know jive not everybody
finds
does.
A way.
To the point of about it is smarter than you think. Uh-huh. If you don't have Beauty School Dropout, then the fact that she redoes Sandra Dee, like she actually had, like her storyline actually connects with the like makeover thing.
Yeah.
So it does, like, you don't need it, but like it does kind of connect. It is way smarter than you expect.
I did like that Frenchie was so horrible. Oh my God, I dyed my hair pink. Like, you've been going this whole movie with orange hair.
Right, yeah.
Like, why is this like the freak out?
And also, trust me, people will love this.
Yeah.
If you can guarantee that hair to people.
Just wait till the Fifth Element, Frenchie. You're going to fit right in.
Hopelessly Devoted to You was filmed after they had filmed everything. They were like, she was contractually obligated to have a song. And so so that one, I think that's the meaning of could be lifted right out.
It was nominated for an Oscar.
But then, you know.
And it's Hopelessly Devoted to You. It's an incredible song.
It's all right. It sounded like a late 70s Olivia Newton-John. It's no Physical. Let's Get.
Yes, I'm familiar.
Physical, comma, let's get.
Yes. Let's get. Physical, let's not. Yeah, so what do you guys think for arbitrary musical numbers?
God, they're all so iconic. The Summer first nights. Half are mostly iconic, and then they keep going.
Well, what's true is that like a lot of what you would call the most arbitrary musical numbers from the stage version, they cut. Like, there's all of the T-Birds have a song, so do like all the Pink Ladies for the most part. So like Freddie My Love is sang by Marty, Those Magic Changes is sung by Duty. So like all of those numbers are pretty much just Danny and Sandy for this, you know, for the movie.
Great.
Which I get it. You got two movie stars, and they're just like, nope, I need like the John Travolta, the Danny Zugo doesn't sing Grease Lightning in the musical. Kinnicky sings it, but John Travolta was like, Olivia Newton-John has more songs than me. I need more songs. And so they're like, great, you get this person's song.
Wow.
And Jeff Conaway is like, thanks, motherfucker.
Is that what he said? I still need a number for arbitrary musical numbers.
I mean, for a musical, I don't think there's that many that are arbitrary. I'm going to say like 50.
50.
Yes.
Kyle submits. Also a 50.
Check on my OnlyFans.
I'll give it a 65.
I'll do the middle, 57. Give an average of 57.33. And now it's time for John to pick a category from the wheel. What's it going to be, John?
Okay, I'm picking one from the movie Hackers.
Go
which
on.
Was Butter Zone, meaning big swings with slang. And the entire song We Go Together is nothing but slang.
Like what? Give it an example.
We go together like Rama Lama Lama Kadinky Dinky Dop.
Is that slang?
Together forever like Shoobop Chihuahua Yibbity Boom to Boom.
I thought that was like
Doo-Wop. Chang Chibop. That's the way it should be. Wahoo. Yeah, we're one of a kind. Like
this is slang? I don't think this is slang.
Our names are signed. A boogie 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 shooby doo wop doo wop. Chang Chang Chaggity Chang Chibop.
You call this slang?
When we go out at night, the stars are shining bright.
This is scatting. Scatting is not slang.
This is slang.
Should I elbow him like a jukebox? Do you think like
it won't help? He loves it.
My subtitles went out halfway through that song. Yeah, they just stopped. They were like, you know what?
Express youthful exuberance. It's perfect.
They were fun, like, you know, bite the weenie, Riz, like that kind of, like that
with
kind
relish.
Of. They were fun, like 50s-ish, like slang stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's better than the scat singing. That's your stronger case.
The phrase cruising for a bruising, I fucking love that phrase. That
Big
is
shock.
One like there are so many like 50s things that are like
Stalker Chamberlain says, where are you going to flog your log? I don't know what it means, but it's not a compliment.
It's not gonna flog itself. So what do you guys think for the Butter Zone? Big swings with slang. How are you gonna rate Grease on its use of fun slang?
I'm gonna go 90. I think it's like all I think this movie is all slang.
It's mostly slang.
I agree.
Shins, this is the old slang. They got new slang? There's one Shins fan here.
90.
Okay, great.
I agree.
John.
I'll go 96.
96 for your own category.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 90, sure. Giving it a 92 in the Butter Zone.
All right, Mark, how about you? What category are you picking?
Well, this is from the movie 300, Use of Leather.
Okay.
How would you rate Grease in the use of leather?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's practically Tom of Finland.
Right.
Which Grease 2 doubles down on. Let's be fair.
The T-Birds all have their leather jackets. Sandy gets in those leather pants at the end.
Hello. Those are not leather pants at the end. Those are like vinyl. Those are like stretchy. I don't know what fabrics are. You can be sewn into. Not every pants that you sewn into are leather.
I didn't say that.
But you said they were leather. But those aren't leather pants at the end. They're too shiny. They're like polyester.
You can't shine leather.
But she didn't. Those aren't leather pants. She's not wearing leather pants. I don't know why I'm so firm on this, but I know she's not wearing leather pants.
I don't either.
But a lot of T-Bird jackets.
She's not wearing, that's not leather?
I don't think so.
That, like,
she's wearing a leather top, and then I think they're like, they're shimmery fabric or something.
Aren't you describing leather?
I don't know. I don't care that much about the content of her pants.
I just, in my mind, I was like, the iconic coming out in leather moment is
I'm
that moment.
She's definitely wearing a leather jacket.
And now you're trying to destroy that, which is the only, I don't care that
I'm
much either, but I guess
you.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, if Kyle, my best friend and co-host, got his leather jacket out to wear it to today's taping.
Is this thematic?
Because.
Yes.
Because okay. It was Grease. That says
kudos.
Something.
So what do you guys want to give Grease for use of leather?
I give Kyle a 95. I give Grease a 70.
We're not,
okay. What? It's 100. It's like, it's leather. It's
yeah.
Like, it's, that's the. It's
okay, 95.
Okay.
Yeah. 95.
I will say 99.
99. I'll give it a 93 because the pink ladies. Where's the pink leather? That sounds gross. giving it a 95.67 in use of leather. All right, Kyle and Mike, time has come for you guys all to right. Come up with a category that we can add to a wheel and judge every subsequent movie on how gay they are. Any thoughts?
We can workshop it.
Like, how much Scientology is involved in the movie?
Does the more Scientology in a movie makes it gayer? I would say yes. Battlefield Earth, pretty gay.
Is the ending the dumbest, fucking worst, shitty part of any movie that's ever existed?
But it's also kind of the best.
No.
You're like, I was invested, then they broke reality.
Well, yeah.
This was a harrowing Dogma 95 style drama, and then they fly away in a car.
It didn't make... This movie to me, like, it is ruined in the last minute. It is the
ruined.
Worst,
really?
Dumbest. It is so.
How dare Grease be dumb? It's mostly dumb the whole way through.
It's,
yeah,
but it's like dumb with consistency.
With physics.
With physics and physics and consistency. And like, if they would have like, if someone, if it would have like. The room would have lit up white, and they all, and then they took off, or someone carries them away, like the
you wanted a
angel.
Transition to the flight.
If it just matched the other ways they broke reality,
sure.
In a way that made sense, that would have been fine. But their car actually flew. It took off from the ground, and everyone right. Waved them away, and like
yeah.
This is fine, and we have no opinions, and just bye.
No opinions. Yeah.
This is normal to us teenagers. Yeah. We all fly in. Cars. We're teenagers in the 50s.
Yeah.
Ram-a-lam-a-dam,
we're but. Used to seeing this kind of thing. Bye.
The drugs we've been taking are yeah. Really kicking in right now. Thank you.
We don't.
Do you guys have a category? Is there
the other category is like.
Can we just call it the ending Ex Machina and rate it on that?
Ending Ex. So like a silly Ex Machina. It definitely makes it campier. So
yeah.
Yeah. That works.
That's true.
So what would you give Grease for an ending Ex Machina?
100.
100.
300.
You can't do that.
Okay. The spreadsheet does not accommodate.
That's not how math works. Yeah. So 100. John,
I'll
what
give
do you
it 100 as well. That's I mean, 100. It's such an ending that everyone talks about. Whether you love the movie or hate the movie, you talk about that ending.
But I'll say this. I'll give it a 90. But I will say this because that's not really the end. The movie is ended before they fly off. That's just like the cherry on the cake. Like Sandy and Danny are together.
No,
that's the ending. And this
no,
is just
no,
like
it's the cherry
no, it's,
and the beef stroganoff is the
yeah,
problem.
Yeah. It's the no, it's the literal ending of the movie. I'm not yeah. Letting you talk your way out of that. Is the fucking ending of the movie as they flew away.
I guess it'd be the ending of it's just like, boy, this car is never going to fly. And then it does.
Yeah.
You know, but like, but it's never been a three. It's just kind of like, oh, now this fun thing's happening. There's nothing to do with it. Anything. Yeah,
I guess a bunch of teens looking like that. What do they just like sit and look at the car with them? And then they're like, we actually live here. We're going to get out of the car now. We're like, we're done with this. I guess it. Yeah.
Well, no. I got a 96.67 in ending Ex Machina. All right. Now we are into the bonus category.
So these categories, as their name implies, are bonus. So if it doesn't do well in any of these categories, it doesn't work against it. So we're scoring from 0 to 10, and that's percentage bonus points it will get.
All right, the first one is, how good
okay?
Is
yes, good.
The
okay.
Song? How good are the songs? How good are the songs in Grease?
They're incredible. What are you? It's like a list of hits. Summer Nights, You're the One That I Want, Hopelessly Devoted to You, Grease. Grease is the word, you guys. I don't understand why you're fighting against this. Why are you resisting the joys and the unbridled, amazing wonderfulness that is Grease? The songs in this movie are iconic.
Are you done? Yeah. I liked Summer Lovin', You're the One That I Want, Grease, and We Go Together.
It's a pretty solid list.
I'm not adding any of them. I feel like I've heard all these songs so much at like every karaoke night. Uh-huh. It's kind of like the Police or Dave Matthews Band. Like I never need to choose to listen to them. Like you're never going to choose to put on like Baby's Got Back, because go to any karaoke night, you're going to hear
it. It's going to happen.
And that's how I feel about like Summer Lovin'. Like I've heard it so much outside of the movie that I never have to choose to hear it again.
You don't pick Summer Lovin'. Summer Lovin' like happens to you.
Like Poison Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Every single song, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know this one, and kind of singing along, but I still kind of fucking hate myself inside. It's like a Taylor Swift album.
There are worse things.
Controversial. You're going to get canceled. Boise loves Taylor Swift. Folklore goes great with these mountains. Do you guys like Taylor Swift here?
No.
Somebody said no. Kanye West is here, everybody. So what do you think, Kyle? Did you like the songs?
Yeah, I knew the songs before I even, like, you know all of these songs.
Sure. 100. Like, I've heard of World War II. I don't need to see it.
Sure. I get the gist.
Same metaphor. Yes.
100, so what am I doing?
Zero to 10.
100.
10?
10. Yeah.
I will begrudgingly agree.
Begrudgingly attend.
We would have, okay.
What
good.
Other, John, you'll know, that. What other, like, musicals have these, like, songwriters done?
I'm not sure if they did do any other ones.
Okay, one and done.
Okay. I mean, hey, once you start getting the residual checks from Grease, you're like, I don't need to do a goddamn
Grease
thing
checks are here.
Ever again. It's a 10. It's incredible.
A 10. John never heard a song from Grease he didn't like. Even a Megamix. I'll give it an 8. The songs are better than Grease 2, but the songs of Grease 2 are dumber. So I like those
right,
more.
Right, sure. Well, none of them have the gravitas of There Are Worse Things I Could Do.
Which one's that?
That's Rizzo's song about, like,
oh,
I
didn't care
baby
for that one.
Oh,
it's her Ladies Who Lunch. Yeah.
I loved that one.
That's a good one. So,
yeah.
And they weren't all written by the same person. The movie version, the main title is by Barry Gibb.
That one's Barry Gibb. You're the One That I Want and Hopelessly Devoted for You were added to the movie by someone else. But all the other songs are from Jacobs and Casey, I believe are their names.
Jacobs and Casey, not a law
them
firm.
Nope.
All right. Our next category, Queer Menace. Are there any queer menaces? Are there any, like, you know, like, we tend to define queer menace as like an Elvira, a strange, odd person
like
coming into a new
community
and like shaking it up a bit.
And the old people don't like it.
The only one I saw was, I would think, would be The Blob, because they go to drive it and they're showing
that's
The
true,
Blob.
Right? The they're blob, watching The Blob.
The Blob is like in the back. I think, because other than that, I feel like this is such like a cartoon idea of a 50s town.
Right.
That like the T-Birds and the Pink Ladies fit right in. You know what I mean? It's of a piece.
Yeah, it's true.
It's they're like not, the Hallmark idea.
They're
of
not
the
actually juvenile delinquents.
Yeah, it just feels like, oh, if Johnny Rockets made a movie, it'd be Grease.
Yeah, sure.
And just as good.
I forgot about the movie playing in the background when we were talking about the macabre. Oh, yeah. No.
I've always got my eye out for a blob.
Okay.
But I don't think there's a lot of queer menaces in here.
No. There's that dancing hot dog.
Is that a queer menace? I mean, that's heteronormative, I would say.
No. Dancing, he jumps right into that bun, that hot dog.
Absolutely.
It's pretty queer.
If he jumped into like a balloon knot or a donut or something, you'd have something. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry.
Hot dog balloon knot marks.
Hot dog balloon knot. Why, I never. Hot dog balloon knot, I think, is playing in a few hours.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. So what do you want to give it for queer minutes? Did we ever say?
No. Zero.
One.
One.
I'll give it a 2.
2 based on
just a, like,
nothing.
This Australian girl coming in, the Pink Ladies, I don't know if they like her.
You know Australians.
Sandy is the queer as a menace?
Mm-hmm.
She can ruffle anyone's feathers. Maybe an ostrich. Is that in Australia?
There
I don't
you
know.
Go.
I'll give it a 1 for The Blob. Giving it a 1.33, tying it with God Damn It, All I Want Is Christmas, a.k.a. Switchmas, a.k.a. Ira Finkelstein's Christmas, which is a Christmas movie we reviewed that
has
three different titles because of rights issues. So I have to say all three whenever that comes up.
Because of our rights issues.
Yes. Anyways, next category. Character actress makes a big swing. Any like character actresses really good? I'd say Stalker Channing.
Stalker Channing, 100%.
Being in her 30s, playing a teenager.
Yeah, she's going for it.
What is this? Me on a dating app? I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I think that's it, though, right?
Frenchie.
Frenchie. Like,
is that a big? She taking a big swing, Frenchie?
I think she is. She's dropping out of high school to go.
That's
to
the characters.
That weird Eve Arden and Blanche.
I guess I get confused by the pig wig. You're right. maybe that's not. Maybe it wasn't a swing. Maybe it was just a wig.
Yeah, I don't think she's like taking a big
Jan
swing.
Doing that whole brush-a commercial during the sleepover. That's a big swing.
Okay.
They also tried to say like Jan was like heavy in the movie.
On stage, she's usually a heavier actress. It's so weird. It was weird.
All right.
Didn't Olivia Newton-John, like, she was not a film actress. Wasn't
clearly.
This her
no.
Wow.
You don't think she's bad in this? I think she's pretty bad. I thought she was like very
fine.
Stilted.
Yeah, I think that's the character.
Stilted and unnatural?
She's like uncomfortable. She's from Australia. She doesn't know what's going on here.
I
Why does this gay man keep hitting on me?
Yeah. Welcome to Hollywood, Olivia. It's going to happen a lot.
All of your Australian listeners just unsubscribed.
No. Crikey. character actress makes a big swing.
Three.
I mean, just for Didi Khan's like weird Karen Walker voice, I'm going to say five.
Five.
I'll go six.
Six. I'll go four. I think everyone's fine. It's all good. I don't know. Who cares? Giving an average of five. Tying it with Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. All right. Next one. Witches. How witchy is Greece? Don't they have a lot of witches? They do have, you do see during the football rally, the cheerleaders walking in a circle around a bonfire.
Okay.
True.
So cheerleader witches.
They were rehearsing Crucible, which the high school was doing that fall. There's the effigy that they're burning.
Yeah, that's a little witchy. And the pink lady.
Dyeing your hair, that's kind of casting a spell, right?
Well, okay, so Frenchie has hair transformation powers.
Yeah.
She conjured Frankie Avalon.
That's true.
She transformed Sandy into a weird goth creature. Like, she is a witch.
Yeah, she's a fairy godmother.
A lesbian
right there.
Witch.
The best kind.
I love this reading.
What is going to the hairdresser but a witch transforming your hair into something new?
Conjuring the powers of the earth.
I think we're reaching so hard.
We love to reach.
No, I think zero. Okay.
Four.
Which averages to two.
Two.
I'll go four.
Four based on
what we've just talked about.
Okay.
My my very persuasive argument, Your Honor.
I'll give it a one. I'm not buying it. I'm giving it a 2.33. All right, our next category. This one is tough for most movies. Gay actors playing gay roles. Hmm. Well, most movies.
John Travolta!
Get...
John Travolta. Right?
But is Danny Zuko meant to be gay in this?
No, that's this is the entire
thing. Travolta's not out. We don't know.
Right.
This is the problem with this movie. Technically zero, but like I feel like it deserves points, and I don't know why.
I'm sure some of those dancers were gay.
He might not be gay, but his hips are.
Yeah.
Hips don't lie.
They don't.
Is that what Shakira was referring to?
Yeah.
John Travolta.
She just in Greece. She's just like, don't tell me John Travolta straight. Hips don't lie.
My gaydar only works below the waist, which sounds gross. Gay actors played. There are no gay roles, though.
Yes. No, not really.
Zero.
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 I'll go zero as well.
John, being honest, speaking truth to power, I will give it a zero. Tying it with Dead Poets Society.
Okay.
All right, our next category, themes of mothers. I mean, Rizzo worries about, but it's like she's like in one scene, I think I might be pregnant. Next scene, I'm not pregnant.
There's a two or three scenes in between there.
Not, but
she
not
sings
like
there are worse things I can do in between there. That's like three scenes.
Three scenes.
This is the part about this movie that is like, it's both smarter and then also like, she's like, oh man, he doesn't like me anymore. I changed. You know, like so much of it is just like, oh, I just did a thing. You know, like he's like, oh, I got my Letterman sweater. Uh-huh. Like all of a sudden, like all of it just kind of like.
Well, we had that whole montage of John Travolta and Sid Caesar,
yeah,
which is the comedy duo that we didn't know we wanted.
One for Rizzo almost. I don't know.
Yeah, there are no mothers in this movie at all.
These are all orphans.
This is the opposite, right? The
people
are
high school,
having a sleepover, like, and they smoke cigarettes and drink dessert wine and eat Twinkies. Like that's like, where is your mom?
Greece is like the anti-sweet hereafter. Any anti-Magoyan fans out there? Nope. Okay, just me. Awesome.
A one. I agree with
a one.
Yeah, I'll go one as well. I'll go two because there are worse things I could do. Is iconic.
Iconic.
Yes.
That word gets thrown around a lot. This cappuccino is iconic. give it a 1 point. I guess the Riddler's and the Batman, that's an iconic cappuccino. He put a question mark in it. Everyone was talking about it. Giving it a 1.67. All right, our next category. Drinks thrown in faces. It happens.
Yes. Milkshake.
A milkshake.
Rizzo throws a shake in Kanicki's face.
Yeah.
And then Danny throws sand in Sandy's face, a little on the nose, but also rude.
She also slams who drinks him in the sand? Nuts with a sword.
But it's
a
like the act. You know, you're still throwing something in someone's face.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's a 10.
She slams the door on his nuts in the drive-in. That's like a drink in your face right there.
Sure. And they get hit by a wave in the opening.
That's true.
That's God saying. Eat shit, bitch. We are against God. We must never meet again. How long were they together? All summer? And they never said what school they're going to?
Because she thought she was going back to Australia.
Oh.
And then they had a change of plans.
Got
but
it.
They didn't have each other's phone numbers or anything.
They didn't have phones back then.
No phones, no emails.
No email. How do you live? Leanne Rimes sang that song. Conair, I think I'll shut up. Drinks thrown in faces. What do you want to give it?
Eight.
Eight?
Two to average it out to some...
There'll be six if you average it out.
Six.
But I think there are a bunch of drinks thrown in faces, especially metaphorically. Like, even, like, the whole beauty school dropout is like, wake up, girl. Go back to school.
I don't know. That's a... Because they're being, like, so nice and like, hey, you'll be great. Don't worry about
it's
it.
It's a delicious drink thrown in her face.
A delicious drink thrown in your face.
So I wish I would have known these were metaphorical drinks before I started scoring this movie as I was watching it. But
yeah. We're mean like that. So a five from you guys.
I'll give it a... No, they were gave it a six.
Oh, six.
I will give it a seven.
Seven. I'll give it a seven. Sure, why not? Who cares? Giving it a 6.67. Finally, the last of the bonus categories. Quips. How quippy is Grease? Oh. You just watching Grease saying like, oh my God, so funny.
Yeah.
That sounds rude, but...
I think this was all quips.
A lot of quips.
This so movie was quips. It was them going back and forth. Everyone was trying not to be too serious or honest or genuine. I think it was all quips. So all of the points.
What it lacked in plot, it made up for in quips.
This is true.
There you go.
So what would you want to give it then for quips?
Seven.
Seven.
Okay.
Kyle agrees.
I'm going to go nine.
John, funny, more than A League of Their Own, you gave that an eight.
Yeah, I think Stalker Channing has so many line readings in this movie that are like burned into my brain.
Yeah, like a broken typewriter.
Exactly. She missed her period.
I'll give it an eight. Give it an average of eight. Tying it with Singing in the Rain. All right. next, we are into the iconic category.
These categories are the larger, broader, more like overreaching categories. So it's 0 to 200 for these next few categories.
Okay.
All right. The first one. How would you rate Grease on a scale of 0 to 200 in homoeroticism? How much actual homoeroticism is in Grease? Despite the title, not that much.
I think Grease Lightning, the song, is pretty homoerotic. And there is that scene between Danny and Kanicki where he's like, I want you to be my second. And they like almost make out.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's some homoeroticism in
there's
Grease.
There's some. Grease Lightning was pretty Tom of Finland. There's also like shirtless wrestling later on.
That's true.
Whatever's happening between the T-Birds and the Scorpions feels like just make out already. I don't know what. And then I thought it was like crazy. The T-Birds go to like heckle the football players. Like, what are you trying to achieve? What are you trying? What's their end game here?
Yeah. Danny trying to play sports is like, oh, everyone there's gay. No one has dribbled a basketball before. I can tell.
Yeah,
like,
whole lot of dancers.
I feel like straight guys do this thing where they're like, who's banging who and who's getting laid or whatever. But like, if they really thought about it, they're just asking each other, bro, what are you doing with your dick? You know, like all
paint
of those conversations.
I want to see your dick receipts. Yeah.
Exactly. I was in a fraternity in college. It's like legit homoerotic.
A fraternity?
Yeah. Huh. Oh yeah.
Y'all living in a house together?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, big time.
Did you hook up in this fraternity bunch?
God no, I was straight then.
Sure. Oh. Uh-huh. But, now there's a musical.
But I think on both sides, I think both the T-Birds and the Pink Ladies, there's just like this undercurrent of homoeroticism for both sides in all of that. And I think I would rate it very highly. 180.
180.
Wow.
What a turnaround.
I'll go 160 so that I can do the math and say that that's 170.
Great. Nice. Good job.
Checks out.
I think, there is a lot of just like sexuality going about. There's not a ton of homoeroticism with it, but I will go 120.
120. It's mostly Grease. I'll give it a 80. I don't think it was that. It's not. The Grease 2 is more. giving it a 123.33.
Great.
All right, next one. Drag queen inspiration. Could a drag queen watch Grease and come away with a whole book of ideas?
Honey.
Yeah.
I think so.
But again, like, this is the craziness. Like, it's so iconic, and the looks are, but then you're like, but what would you wear? Like, what specifically would you
just a pink jacket that said Pink Ladies. You'd be like, get it, Grease.
And the crowd goes wild over your wildly inventive imagination.
Come through.
They went to a party city and got a Pink Lady costume.
The pink wig that Frenchie wears. The just the wig. Idea of the transformation that Sandy goes through.
Yeah, I think true. A drag queen Danny Zuko would really do well.
Yeah, drag king.
You could do a drag king.
No, drag
that.
Queen.
Oh, drag queen. Snatch game.
There's just like the, I did like the beauty school dropout, like girls with like the silver.
Oh, yeah.
They were pretty fun. Mm-hmm.
The rollers.
Yeah. And a lot of the slumber party looks. Oh, we could do a slumber party look
slumber
for a drag
party
show.
Look, sure.
Hopefully the audience doesn't fall asleep.
That's, gotta be careful.
Not like here, huh? Let me hear ya. No, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I'd put it in like an 80.
Yeah, 100.
Okay.
We're so talking 0 to 200 though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they got that.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
So what are we? 90.
90?
It's to 90.
A 90.
I think Grease itself is just so iconic. I will give it, because I could see drag queens just like doing numbers from Grease.
Sure.
So I'm going to give it 170.
170. I'll give it 100. I think it's right down the middle. Give it an average of 120, which is 1 point higher than Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Okay.
All right. Eat shit, Sister...
Mary Clarence.
Oh. Mary Clarence. Yeah, that's it. All right. Finally, the last of the iconic categories, camp factor. How campy is Grease?
300.
300. Hear that, Zack Snyder?
But that's like, that is what's going on under here, where it's like, there's got to be gay characters, or there's got to be the, like, all of this is because it's so campy, or like, why does it feel homoerotic when I saw less men wrestling in this than I did like outside? Like, but like, there,
so much wrestle wrestling in Boise.
Wrestle Fort is my favorite. 200.
200. Like,
200, the campiest thing you've ever seen. Apparently, you haven't seen Grease 2.
I will give it 190 only because no one is actually in drag in the movie. Like, if one of the teachers was a man, as you know what I mean? Like, if Eve Arden was actually Paul Lynde in Eve Arden drag, then
the
it
John
would be
Waters
200.
Version.
Yeah, exactly. But 190 for me.
All right, I got a quick list of campy things that I noticed. Here we go. Any movie that releases a sing-along version, meeting an Australian, an unflattering drawing of Stalker Channing, girls that walk around balancing books on the top of their head. I knew within 10 minutes that Olivia Newton-John is no Michelle Pfeiffer. Classic nerds. Looking too pure to be pink. Is Rizzo Jerry blanking Rydell? Goofy sound effects saying the only guy a girl can depend on is her daddy. Teaching a girl how to smoke at a slumber party, then waiting for that girl to go to the bathroom before you drag her via song. Inflatable kiddie pools, make out points. The Grease Lightning number, but especially after it breaks reality. A frosty palace, taking too long to pick a song out of jukebox, telling a girl that there's more to her than just fat, gross, lethargic dancing, making anything out of paper mache, the entrance in the national dance-off all being from the same high school, spotting Putzy and Jan on TV, Blanche having a blast during Hound Dog, a musical number having a big finish, drive-in movies, Rizzo becoming pregnant so late in life, the subtle metaphor of a hot dog jumping into a bun, cars with spikes on the wheels, announcing you're not pregnant on a Ferris wheel, realizing you're watching a curtain call, and finally, wondering what planet Danny and Sandy will visit next.
Thank you.
120.
120.
On my list was anyone who says ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Like, that
phrase. Fun. They got an average out of one. They got 170. That's not bad. That's 17 points higher than Total Recall.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, finally, we're into the crown jewels.
So these categories we don't rate. We either say yes, it gets it, or no, it doesn't. So it's a yes-no voting.
All right, the first one, a 15% bonus for a positive portrayal of homosexuality. Does Grease have a positive portrayal of homosexuality? I'm seeing a thumbs down, seeing head shakes, a lot of head shakes.
Nope, no, absolutely not. Same-sex partners cannot dance together at the dance
contest. They say that?
They say
it is rude.
Yep.
That's why I never went to my high school dances. Finally, negative 50% of all the points if this is the movie Boat Trip.
We go on a trip. We don't know where it ends up, but it is not the movie boat trip.
All right.
It will not lose 50% of its points.
All right. That's it. We're done.
Okay. So now we've been through it all. So now do you still think it is, what did you say? Somewhere in the middle?
Yeah. I think I stay by that.
Okay.
All right. I will tell you exactly how it did. Out of a total possible 2,475.75, Greece has scored 1,861.41, giving it a percentage of 75.19, making it the 30th gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Edward Scissorhands, but gayer than Batman and Robin. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not as gay as Grease 2, though. Grease 2 has a 79.51, and honestly, that's fair. Grease 2 is gayer, John.
I don't know.
There's that Tom of Finland entire dance number, all the white motorcycle men.
Sure, sure.
And there's a song about bowling. It's gay.
Yes, we've established that there's a song about bowling. Yes,
that's all
absolutely.
I remember. And Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's true.
Well, I'm dazzled. That's it. We're done.
Thank
guys.
You so much.
Thank you for doing
guests.
This gayish
so
podcast.
Oh, God. It's such a treat to have you.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or shill for at this time?
Yeah, tomorrow we will be here on this very stage at 4 p.m. doing our show. So please come and listen to that. We talk about gay stereotypes and whether they are useful or not. And you can find us on gayishpodcast.com.
All the socials.
Yeah.
They're all there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. You can follow us at Two Old Queens, TWO Old Queens on Twitter and Instagram, and follow me on Letterboxd, where I maintain all the current movie rankings.
Yeah, so you can email us at Two Old Queens, TWO Old Queens @gmail.com. Let us know what we got right or wrong. Any opinions you strongly disagree with, we'd love to hear from you.
And we got a Patreon, patreon.com/twooldqueens, if you want twice the queens. Queen Squared. Sure.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Go to that, patreon.com/twooldqueens.
And finally, we have merch. If you go to TeePublic and search for Two Old Queens, there's a lot of fun stuff you can buy for yourself and your loved ones. And a percentage of all the profits goes to the Okra Project. So you're not just buying merch, you're helping people out.
And that's all we got. Thank you so much
for
being here, everybody.
Thank you guys for coming out. This is so much fun.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
We didn't plan that. It just happened.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Bye. We didn't get that right.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.